It sounds like Ray's going to give it a go.
Yeah.
How encouraging is it to just see him get back pretty quickly from that?
Oh, it's great. I mean, we didn't think it was going to be long. We didn't know if it'd be tonight or, you know whenever. But it'd be close. And so that's good. Good that he can get back out on the floor. We need him.
What about the rest?
J.O. is still kind of 50-50 whether he plays tonight or not. Rondo was out for tonight. Maybe our next game.
And Keon?
Keon's out, yeah. I think he'll be out the longest of all the guys.
Is Rondo a little worse than you thought, or is that?
No, I mean, I didn't know what I thought or not, you know, so I can't say it's worse or better, Murph. He's just still out, and, he'll be back soon.
Doc, your thoughts on Kyrie Irving?
He's terrific. I've gotten a really close look at not this summer, but the summer past, I watched him practice for, a week, and then play with Austin and him play together on a gold medal team. And him and Austin were in the backcourt, and so I got a chance to watch him. I think it was 5 games where they got tested in 2 of them. So you got to kind of see who he was, when things were struggling in one of the games. And he's going to be better than a good player. He's going to be a star. I mean, I think he has a shot at that. He's powerful. I think that's what people are missing him. They see his guard and they don't see power. He's a powerful little guard. Great handle. He's going to be good.
Are you disappointed that he's not playing with your son?
No, I'm happy for him. I'm happy. He's where he should be right now, and that's for sure.
The fact that he has shot the ball so well at his position, is that unusual to a point guard?
Depends on the point guard. Darren Williams shoots pretty well. But I will say he has shot the ball better even than I thought. Watching him, I thought he was a good shooter. I actually thought he was more streaky, and now he's become a consistent knockdown shooter, even from the three-point line. And I really didn't see that. I didn't even see that last year a lot, but the range shooting that he's doing. That takes it to another level with him if he's going to do that.
Well,
he just helps anything. Varejao is the guy that you get. You can trade Varejao today and put on any team in the NBA, and they'll be immediate results. Without a play, without anything, because just the way he plays. He's a special talent in the way he attacks the game. Tough to deal with.
Not that you have a lot of injuries, but what's happened in the last week, getting the chance to see maybe what Avery can do, what each one can do, having guys play a little more extended minutes, does that help you be able to work them in a little bit longer?
No, not really. I'd still rather play Rondo, no offense, but I like them both. I like them all. You could see the dilemma of a coach, though, because you want Rondo to play, let's just say Rondo's playing great, he's going to play 35 minutes, 33 minutes, so there's, 14 minutes, and I bet if I told you guys right now, you'd probably be split between each one game and every one game, and they both, they're completely opposite guards, and they both do great things for our team, and they do things to help our team win now. You wish you could combine them at times, but you can't. I keep saying this, and people have started to now doubt it more and more. Avery's a better shooter than what he has shot the ball. I mean, each one we knew could shoot, and he finally broke through. Avery's a better shooter than what he shot, and we can't figure it out, honestly, because he makes them in practice. He makes them in the gym when he's working out, and then, the only guess is the game is still a little too fast for him, and at some point, a ball will go in, he'll slow down, and he'll make the in-between jump shot, because that's what he can make, and he can make that consistently.
Is it one of the challenges for some of the young guys and for other guys getting on the board? It's one thing to do it when you can get into a groove for 20, 25 minutes, when you go back to do it for 3 minutes?
That'll be the challenge for them. And even when they have had the big minutes, they've done good things, and then they've done things that you don't like, and they have to take care of that part as well. Each one has obviously figured it out because he's coming off the bench, and may be easier for him when Rondo comes back in some ways because he's already doing that. Avery's played more minutes, and they may be a more difficult transition.
What was it like going to the game yesterday?
The Duke game?
Yeah.
Oh, it's always great. I could go games there every day. I mean, that place is just it's just a neat place to watch basketball. It really is. It's a special place. Whether your son, obviously, that makes it better. But even if he wasn't, it'd be a place that I would mind going and sitting. Besides, the seats are tough, to, you know, for my body. But other than that, it's a terrific venue.
We thought you went just to get your face on television.
Yeah, I wish they'd stop that. I can tell you that. And it's I get more comments about that. So one day they're gonna see me saying, "What the fuck?" So I hope that never happens. So that's the explanation of the poker face, I guess. Inside, there's things going on. I can tell you that.
You gotta loosen up.
I do. I will eventually. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.